Listening, Part 1. Listen and choose the correct picture, A, B or C. Question 1. A young woman is leaving a voicemail message for her mother. How does the woman plan to travel?
Mum, I know I said I was hoping to get the 5 o'clock train back, but that was before I remembered the strike. Julie's driving and has offered to drop me off right at the door, but she's hoping to get away soon, as she knows it'll be madness out there later, and I've still got tons to do. Anyway, I'm thinking of just jumping on the airport shuttle service that passes near our road. They leave from the station every hour or so. Don't wait for me for dinner. It'll be too late for that. See you later.
Now listen again.
Mum, I know I said I was hoping to get the 5 o'clock train back, but that was before I remembered the strike. Julie's driving and has offered to drop me off right at the door, but she's hoping to get away soon, as she knows it'll be madness out there later, and I've still got tons to do. Anyway, I'm thinking of just jumping on the airport shuttle service that passes near our road. They leave from the station every hour or so. Don't wait for me for dinner. It'll be too late for that. See you later.
Question 2. A husband and wife are making plans for their day. What do they agree should be done first?
Juan and Maria will be here around 5, and there's a fair bit to get done before that. Shall I head to the shops and get a few supplies in?
I'm ahead of you there. I ordered online yesterday, and the delivery should be here within the hour.
Good thinking. The kids have made a mess in the living room yet again, so I can take care of that.
That'd be great. Their uniforms need sorting too, so we'd better get a wash on, actually. The living room can be done once that's out of the way.
OK, I'll go and gather up their stuff then.
Now listen again.
Juan and Maria will be here around 5, and there's a fair bit to get done before that. Shall I head to the shops and get a few supplies in?
I'm ahead of you there. I ordered online yesterday, and the delivery should be here within the hour.
Good thinking. The kids have made a mess in the living room yet again, so I can take care of that.
That'd be great. Their uniforms need sorting too, so we'd better get a wash on, actually. The living room can be done once that's out of the way.
OK, I'll go and gather up their stuff then.
Question 3. Two colleagues are discussing a conference they have just attended. What did they both particularly like about the conference venue?
I never thought they'd go for such an exclusive conference venue this year.
Yeah, no expense spared, eh? My room was so comfortable, it was difficult to leave it. How was yours?
Pretty average, really. But what about that pool? It was Olympic-sized, wasn't it?
It sure was. I could have spent a lot longer in it.
Me too. And we didn't exactly go hungry while we were there. I always end up going back for more at those things.
Yes, that's the trouble, isn't it? I do think they could have done with a few more salads, though. You know, just to strike a balance.
Now listen again.
I never thought they'd go for such an exclusive conference venue this year.
Yeah, no expense spared, eh? My room was so comfortable, it was difficult to leave it. How was yours?
Pretty average, really. But what about that pool? It was Olympic-sized, wasn't it?
It sure was. I could have spent a lot longer in it.
Me too. And we didn't exactly go hungry while we were there. I always end up going back for more at those things.
Yes, that's the trouble, isn't it? I do think they could have done with a few more salads, though. You know, just to strike a balance.
Question 4. A student and a lecturer are discussing the student's presentation. Which area of the presentation does the student need to work on?
Thanks for stopping by, Felipe. I just wanted a quick word about your presentation.
I'm particularly concerned about the visual aids.
I couldn't find fault with your charts at all, actually.
Oh, that's a relief.
What I would just say is, consider adding a few more headings. People sometimes lose marks for failing to emphasise key information.
Good point. How about the pictures? They're my own personal shots.
Again, they lend themselves well to the whole thing. They demonstrate your point.
Now listen again.
Thanks for stopping by, Felipe. I just wanted a quick word about your presentation.
I'm particularly concerned about the visual aids.
I couldn't find fault with your charts at all, actually.
Oh, that's a relief.
What I would just say is, consider adding a few more headings. People sometimes lose marks for failing to emphasise key information.
Good point. How about the pictures? They're my own personal shots.
Again, they lend themselves well to the whole thing. They demonstrate your point.
Question 5. A shop assistant is leaving a voicemail message for a customer. Which item is the shop unable to deliver to the customer?
Hello. This is a message for Mr. Garcia. Carla here from the electronics warehouse to give you an update on your order. There's a bit of an issue with the keyboard, I'm afraid, as the wrong model was advertised on our website. The CT180 went out of production last year. I've got some suggestions for an alternative, though. Your 3D TV's ready for dispatch, and it's marked for delivery, as requested, to the second address you provided. The smartphone's good to go too. Anyway, if you wouldn't mind giving me a call on 0121 496 0534, we can discuss further where to go from here. Many thanks.
Now listen again.
Hello, this is a message for Mr. Garcia. Carla here from the electronics warehouse to give you an update on your order. There's a bit of an issue with the keyboard, I'm afraid, as the wrong model was advertised on our website. The CT180 went out of production last year. I've got some suggestions for an alternative, though. Your 3D TV's ready for dispatch, and it's marked for delivery, as requested, to the second address you provided. The smartphone's good to go too. Anyway, if you wouldn't mind giving me a call on 0121 496 0534, we can discuss further where to go from here. Many thanks.